If children are our future and you're interested in where we're going, you'll want to listen to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Lori Prock sat down with the seniors graduating from Valdez High to find out about their plans, aspirations, and their advice to younger kids.
Kyle Sodergren is our next senior into the spotlight. Kyle, ready for graduation?
Yes, I'm excited to be over with school.
And where to from here?
Hopefully UAA, where I'll go to college maybe 1 year and then try to find somewhere out of state.
Classes that you're more interested in? Any idea of your field of study?
Physical education.
There are some tough classes there.
Yeah, that's going to be something I need to work on is just school and getting my stuff together. So,
any idea what you want to do with that as a career?
Physical therapy, maybe do something with, like, I don't know, different sports teams and be their physical therapist and stuff like that.
Now, you did participate in a lot of extracurricular activities, sports in particular. How did those help shape you?
It made me become, like, a better leader, like Derek said, you know, because being a senior, you got to, like, watch over, like, the young ones and teach them stuff. And I know you build a lot of character around them, and I know you just build a bond with them and stuff.
Any people who had an influence on you as a mentor?
Coach Wagner, actually. He really was about the whole character of men thing, and so I really took that, just thought about it more than anything else.
Where's that going to take you in life?
It looks better around people, like, you know, you got manners and you got your, you look people in the eye and everything, so I mean, that just builds upon you and you use that in your everyday life.
And do you have any advice for young kids?
Stay classy.
Our next senior into the spotlight is Jade Jenkins. Are you ready to graduate?
I definitely am.
Are you feeling prepared?
A little nervous.
And what are your plans following graduation?
Well, I just finished the CNA course, so hopefully I'll be doing that and then moving into getting my nursing license, so that'd be kind of cool.
Nice. Now, is that a Valdez program?
Mm-hmm. It's through the college.
And have you taken classes here at the school or in Valdez that have prepared you on this course?
I went through the community college and did my CNA certificate, and I just am waiting for the results back for that.
Now, you have to care for people, so is that how do you know that's something that you might want to do?
I always want to give back, and take care of people is just kind of something I enjoy, so I thought that'd be a good route to take.
How about toughest class?
Oh, gosh, toughest class, I'd probably have to go with math. I don't know what it is about it.
And what about the class that you learn the most from? Maybe not academically, but just that you think you'll take some lessons into your life?
Honestly, as weird as it sounds, probably the art class, because you open your eyes more and you're able to view things other than just in a set way.
And how about advice for young kids?
Definitely listen to your parents. It definitely helps. Learned the hard way.
We hope you enjoyed hearing from all the seniors in the 2018 graduating class. We'd like to give a special thanks to VHS for helping arrange these interviews and to our sponsors. Arts Design, Valdez Native Tribe, Mike's Palace, Eagles Area Auxiliary FOE 1971, The Weathered Anchor, Polar Tankers, Peter Pan Seafoods, Valdez Senior Center, Harrison and Gravel, First National Bank, Altness Equipment, Arctic Chiropractic, Prospector, Copper Valley Telecom, and the Valdez Adventure Alliance.